Okay, let's unpack this. Think about running your business in North Bay, say in 2025. You're offering something great, you've got your regulars, but how do you make sure those new potential customers find you, the ones searching online right now, find you, not the competitor down the street, just having a website? Well, it's just table stakes these days, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's like having your business card stuck in an old Rolodex nobody looks at.
That's a really good analogy, actually. I mean, the whole digital landscape has shifted so much. Just sort of being online, not enough. Not anymore. For businesses right there in North Bay, you need to be active, strategic, where your customers are actually looking. You could have the best spot on Main Street physically, but if you're invisible online, well, you're just missing out big time.
Exactly. So for this deep dive, we've looked at some really practical stuff, a guide basically aimed right at North Bay businesses, helping them do exactly that, not just, show up online, but really outrank the competition, outsell them, outshine them, using smart digital marketing. It's about becoming the go-to choice, right? The obvious choice in your field here in North Bay.
Absolutely. And our goal here really is to pull out the most important actionable steps, things a North Bay business can do like right now to seriously boost their online presence and start getting more of those ideal customers knocking on their digital door. We're trying to cut through the jargon, focus on what actually moves the needle based on this blog post we analyzed.
So the guide kicks off with something that feels, well, maybe obvious, but I think it's where a lot of businesses actually stumble, really truly understanding their customers. It even brings up Rand Fishkin, pointing out it's not about just more traffic, it's about the right traffic.
Yeah, that's such a key distinction.
Makes you stop and think, right? Why is that difference so critical?
Well, attracting the right traffic. It goes straight to your bottom line, your ROI. Think about it. 1,000 people hit your site, but if none of them are actually looking for what you sell.
Useless traffic.
Exactly. It's not generating leads, not making sales. It's like advertising snow tires in Florida.
Good point.
So the guide really hammers home finding out where your North Bay customers actually are online. Where do they spend their time?
And it gives some interesting tools for that sort of detective work, SparkToro, to see where your audience is active, maybe on social or specific sites, Google Trends to see what local search interest looks like for certain terms, even checking out Reddit, like local subreddits.
Yeah, see what people are actually talking about. It's like mapping out their digital hangout.
Your digital ecosystem, yeah.
Exactly. And it's not just where they are. The guide rightly points out you need to understand the why, the search intent behind what they're typing in. Someone searching, say, digital marketing services for North Bay businesses is way different from someone searching, what is digital marketing?
Right, completely different stages.
One's ready to hire, probably. The other's just starting to learn. Knowing that difference lets you tailor everything, your content, your ads.
That is crucial. And to really get inside their heads, the guide pushes for creating detailed buyer personas. Not just the basics like age or location, but really digging into like what are their fears, their goals, what triggers them to look for you? How do they even make decisions? It's like building a psychological profile almost.
It is. And if you connect that back, understanding those nuances means your marketing messages actually hit home. When you talk directly to their problems, their hopes, you stop being just another business. You become a potential solution. This deeper understanding shapes everything. Keywords, content, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so you've got a handle on your ideal North Bay customer. What's next? Where do you go from there?
The guide puts a huge focus on local SEO. It even quotes Alita Solis calling it the most powerful growth lever for regional businesses.
Yeah, that's a strong statement.
Why is local SEO so absolutely fundamental for a business specifically in a place like North Bay? Well, think about the nature of a local business, right? Your main customer base. It's geographically defined. Local SEO is all about making sure when someone in North Bay searches for what you offer, you pop up prominently.
Right, like Plumber North Bay or
Exactly. Best pizza North Bay, mechanic near me. You use those local terms all the time without thinking. Local SEO ensures you're part of that conversation when it happens online.
Okay, and the guide offers a really practical checklist for this. It starts with your Google business profile, optimizing it fully,
Critical first step.
which makes total sense. It's often the first thing people see, right? Add services, photos, answer Q&As, pick the right categories. What makes a fully optimized profile so impactful now?
Well, it's kind of fascinating. Your Google business profile acts like a mini website these days and a review platform. For a lot of local searches, it's the first and only interaction someone might have. Yeah, they see your info, maybe read reviews, get directions, even call you straight from the listing. If that profile's incomplete or wrong, you're potentially losing customers before they even click anywhere else.
Wow. Okay, so get that right first. Then it mentions embedding local keywords naturally in your website content, like digital marketing agency North Bay, and submitting to directories, local and national, with consistent NAP.
Name, address, phone number.
Right. I know consistency is important, but why so important for local search?
Think of it like building trust with Google. If your information is different everywhere, wrong phone number here, old address there, it confuses the search engines. They can't be sure which info is correct. Mm-hmm. So consistent NAP across your GBP, Yelp, local directories, it signals legitimacy, builds authority.
Okay, got it. Consistency equals trust for Google.
Pretty much. And the guide also mentions schema markup, which is basically extra code that helps Google understand your content better, like labeling things. And crucially, getting and responding to reviews. Google, Facebook, Yelp. Reviews are basically today's word of mouth, right? Huge influence.
Absolutely. And a neat little bonus tip in the guide. Create specific location landing pages, like a page just for SEO services in North Bay.
Yeah, that's smart.
How does that give you an extra edge?
Well, those pages let you be super specific. Instead of one generic services page, a dedicated SEO North Bay page speaks directly to local businesses looking for that. You can add local case studies, North Bay client testimonials, mention local stuff. It massively boosts relevance for those specific searches.
Okay, so you're showing up locally, people find you. But the guide then says when they click through to your site, it can't just look okay.
Right.
It needs to perform. It needs to be, and I love this phrase, a top performing salesperson, not just a pretty online brochure.
That's the goal.
What are those absolute must-haves that make a website actually convert visitors, turn lookers into leads or customers?
Yeah, this is where you connect visibility to actual business results. The guide lists some total non-negotiables. First, speed. Lightning fast. Under 3 seconds, load time. People just won't wait anymore.
No patience online.
None. A slow site. Guaranteed lost customers. Then, mobile-first design.
Mm.
Obvious maybe, but crucial. More people browse on phones. It has to work flawlessly.
Makes sense.
And HTTPS. That little padlock icon. Security, trust, absolutely essential now.
Definitely. And then, clear calls to action. CTAs, those buttons or links telling people what to do next. Like, get a free quote. But it stresses making them benefit-driven. Why focus on the benefit?
Because people are always asking, consciously or not, what's in it for me?
Mm.
A benefit-driven CTA answers that directly. Instead of just submit something like, get your free website audit now, tells them the value they get by clicking.
Ah, right.
Much more persuasive. Much more. And the guide also mentions social proof. You know, testimonials, client logos, seeing others had a good experience. Instant trust builder.
Yeah, that works on me all the time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Plus, easy contact options. Live chat. Click to call buttons, remove any friction, make it simple for them to reach out when they're interested.
And it also flags trust builders, like case studies showing results, maybe team bios so they see who you are, any awards.
Yeah, people want to know who they're dealing with. See proof you know your stuff.
And finally, conversion tracking, knowing what actions lead to business. And CRM integration. It mentions Go High Level as one example. For someone maybe not familiar, what's a CRM and why integrate it?
So CRM is customer relationship management. Basically, software to manage all your interactions with prospects and customers.
Hmm.
Integrating it with your website means, like, when someone fills out a form, that info flows straight into your system automatically.
Streamlines things.
Hugely. Tracks leads, helps you nurture them, shows you which marketing actually works. No more manual data entry nightmares. Gives you that clear picture.
Okay.
And the guide suggests tools, too. Page Speed Insights for speed checks. Screaming Frog for SEO audits, Hotjar to see how people actually use your site.
So constant monitoring and tweaking.
Continuous improvement, exactly.
All right, so attracting the right people, sending them to a fast converting website. What's the next piece of this North Bay digital marketing puzzle? The guide talks about creating content that dominates search results. It references Brian Dean saying it's about owning the topic, not just the keyword.
Right.
What's the difference there? Why is owning the topic better?
Owning the topic means going way beyond just targeting one keyword with one page. It's about building out a whole cluster of content, addressing all the related questions, the subtopics, the nuances around that subject.
Okay.
You essentially become the go-to resource for that topic in the North Bay area. That builds huge authority with Google and massive value for your audience, keeps them engaged.
So how do you do that? The guide outlines finding top-ranking content for North Bay searches, then creating a 10x better version. That sounds ambitious. 10x better. What does that even mean in practice?
It means seriously leveling up what's already out there. Significantly better. Could be more depth, more detail, adding different media videos, infographics maybe.
Yeah.
Making sure stats are current. Crucially, localizing it. North Bay examples, local data. And answering questions the current top stuff doesn't answer. Really covering all the bases.
Gotcha. Comprehensive and localized. And then it stresses promoting it, right? Internal links, which we'll touch on more, email, social, local partnerships.
Absolutely.
Can't just publish and pray.
No way. Creation is half the battle. Promotion is the other half. You need a plan to get eyes on it. And the guys gives good examples of those longer, specific, long-tail keywords to target, too.
Like?
Things like affordable SEO services North Bay, or social media ads for small business North Bay, maybe top-rated website design company in North Bay.
More specific, higher intent, probably.
Often, yeah. People searching those know more precisely what they want.
Now, this next section is really interesting. Answer engine optimization, AEO, described as the strategy to win in zero-click searches. Okay, for listeners, what are zero-click searches, and why should a North Bay business care?
Okay, so zero-click searches are just what they sound like. Someone searches Google, finds the answer right there on the results page, and never clicks through to a website.
Ah, like those boxes at the top.
Exactly. Featured snippets, the people also ask boxes, Google's knowledge graph panel on the side.
Yeah.
It seems weird, right? Optimizing to not get a click. But AEO is about maximizing your visibility, building brand awareness even without the click.
Okay.
For a North Bay business, showing up prominently there reinforces you as the local authority. It can lead to calls, or maybe they'll remember you and search for you directly later.
So how do you actually optimize for these? The guide gives specifics. For featured snippets, use bullet points, numbered lists, concise definitions.
Yeah, Google loves formats. You can easily grab and display as a quick answer. Bullets, numbered steps, short definitions, they fit perfectly.
Right. And for the people also ask section, use H2 headings in your content that directly answer common questions.
Exactly. Think about what your customers are asking. What is digital marketing? How much does SEO cost in North Bay? Build answers right into your pages with clear headings.
Makes sense. Anticipate the questions. And for voice search, write conversationally. That's different from typical web writing, isn't it?
It is. Voice searches are often longer, more like natural questions people would actually speak. So optimizing means using that natural language, answering directly, thinking about phrases people would say out loud.
Okay. And lastly, Google's knowledge graph, that info panel about a specific business, use structured data and encourage branded searches.
Yeah, structured data helps Google understand the specifics about your business address, hours, services. And branded searches like PM Consulting North Bay help solidify that connection in Google's mind.
So AEO sounds like a really smart play for North Bay businesses. Boosts visibility, builds trust, even if they don't click right away, especially on mobile.
Totally. Yeah. On mobile screens, those direct answers take up a lot of real estate. Being there matters. Even without the click, it reinforces your brand locally.
Okay, moving on. Something core to SEO still, strategic link building. The guide reminds us backlinks, links from other sites to yours are still huge, but quality and relevance are key, right? Not just getting tons of links.
Definitely not a numbers game anymore. In fact, bad links, low quality or irrelevant ones, they can actually hurt your ranking.
Oh.
Yeah. Google's way better now at figuring out if a link is legit and relevant. Focus has to be on earning good links, authoritative links, ideally local ones too.
So what works? The guide mentions skyscraper outreach, creating that amazing 10x content we talked about.
Right.
And then telling relevant local blogs or news sites about it, hoping they'll link to it as a resource.
Exactly. Make something so good, so valuable, that others in the North Bay community want to share it. Linking becomes natural. Another one is guest posting, writing articles for, say, the North Bay Chamber blog, local business groups, industry sites.
And getting a link back in your bio or the article.
Yep. Builds authority and gets you a relevant link. Digital PR is another angle. Pitching stories about your business, achievements, community work.
Getting local media coverage, which often includes a link. Smart.
And even simpler things, local sponsorships. Often gets you a link on the event or charity website. Exchanging testimonials with other trusted local businesses, that can work too. The main thing is focusing on relevant, authoritative links, especially North Bay focused ones.
Okay, so links coming in are crucial, but the next bit is about links within your own site. internal linking. The guide calls it an easy SEO win. Why?
Because you have 100% control over them. Internal linking is just strategically connecting your own pages together. It does two main things. One, it helps spread that SEO juice or authority around your site, boosts your important pages.
Okay.
Two, it massively improves the user experience. It gives visitors clear paths to find related info, navigate easily, keeps them on your site longer.
The guide gives some good practices. Linking blog posts to related service pages using keyword-rich anchor text. So, like, in a blog post about Google Ads, linking the words PPC agency in North Bay directly to your service page for that. How does that help?
That specific anchor text tells Google and the user exactly what the link page is about. It reinforces the connection, helps Google rank that service page for PPC agency in North Bay.
Got it.
Other tips? Link from older established content to new stuff to give it a little boost. Add links in FAQs or resource sections. Keep your main navigation simple and crawlable.
So internal links are like signposts for Google and for visitors, guiding them through your site and highlighting what's important, foundational stuff.
Totally. Both for SEO and just making your site easy and logical to use.
Now, all this organic effort is vital, builds long-term value, but sometimes a North Bay business needs results faster, right? Leads now.
Yeah. SEO takes time to kick in.
So the guide talks about paid ads for rapid growth. PPC, pay-per-click, it can deliver quicker results while SEO builds momentum.
That's the idea. Paid ads put you right at the top of search results or on social feeds almost immediately. You can target specific people right there in North Bay. Great for generating leads while your organic presence grows.
What platforms does it suggest? Google search, display ads, meta ads, so Facebook and Instagram, YouTube ads, maybe local influencers on YouTube, and LinkedIn if you're targeting other businesses, B2B. Lots of options.
Yeah, it depends where your ideal customers hang out online.
So how does a North Bay business choose?
Well, if you're selling to consumers locally, Google and Meta are usually good starting points.
Right.
B2B, LinkedIn might be better, but the guide really stresses. Track conversions. Know which ads actually bring in business.
Right.
Use retargeting showing ads again to people who visited your site. A/B test everything. Different ad copy, different images, different targeting.
And start small, measure, then scale what works.
Exactly. Start smart. Track meticulously, then double down on the winners. That's how you maximize ROI with paid ads.
Okay, so you've got traffic coming in, organic, and paid. How do you know what's actually working? Where should you focus? The guide calls this performance tracking and relentless optimization. Sounds intense, but necessary.
Oh, absolutely critical. You can't improve if you don't measure. The guide lists key things to track. Your rankings, obviously. Tools like Afras, Semrush can help there. Organic traffic, how many people find you via search? Google Analytics 4 is essential for that.
Oh.
User behavior. What do people do on your site?
Yeah.
Tools like Hotjar or Microsoft Clarity let you see heat maps, recordings, understand where they click, where they drop off.
Fascinating.
And of course, conversions, actual leads, sales.
Yeah.
Using Google Tag Manager, linking to your CRM. That's the bottom line. It even suggests watching competitors with tools like SpyFu. See what they're up to.
That's a comprehensive dashboard.
Yeah.
The guide suggests regular, maybe monthly review meetings. To look at all this data.
Yeah. Sit down, analyze what's working, what's not converting, why people are leaving certain pages.
Yeah.
And then adjust your strategy based on that data.
It's a cycle. Analyze, adjust, repeat.
Exactly. Digital marketing isn't set and forget it. It's constant refinement. Relentless optimization, like the guide says.
Now, before we finish up, the guide has this really pointed section. Why many digital agencies in North Bay don't get you results. Oof. What reasons does it give?
Well, it suggests a common issue is focusing on vanity metrics, things like website traffic numbers or social media likes, stuff that looks good on a report but doesn't actually translate to leads or sales for the business.
Right. Impressions don't pay the bills.
Exactly. It also calls out agencies using generic cookie-cutter solutions, not taking the time to understand the specific North Bay business, its unique audience, its goals. The main point is effective digital marketing has to focus on real business outcomes, leads, sales, and be tailored to that local North Bay market.
That really hits home. Look beyond the surface numbers, focus on growth drivers. And the guide wraps up with some FAQs, really practical questions for North Bay businesses. Like the most cost-effective way to start. It says focus on local SEO, optimize that Google business profile first.
Good starting point. Low cost, high impact potential locally.
It also talks about choosing a good agency. Look for transparency. Proof of results, local know-how, clear reporting.
All good advice that due diligence is key.
Gives a realistic timeline for SEO results too. Expect some traction in 3-6 months, real compounding results maybe by month 12.
Yeah, SEO is a marathon, not a sprint. That sounds about right.
And confirms Facebook ads can still work well locally if targeted right. And how to track which channels are actually working best using tracking tools.
Good practical takeaways there.
So if we boil it all down, this deep dive really shows that for a North Bay business to truly compete and grow in 2025, you need a complete digital marketing system. Thoughtful, consistent, integrated.
Right.
It's understanding local customers, nailing local SEO, having a website that actually converts, creating great content, building authority, and constantly tracking and tweaking based on data.
That's a perfect summary. It's not just one thing. It's a whole system working together designed specifically for the North Bay market. Attract, engage, convert those local customers.
So for you listening, maybe you run a business in North Bay or any local business, really think about this. Which one or two things we talked about really stood out? What's one area where you could start making a change, like tomorrow, something that could begin moving the needle on your online visibility, start bringing in more customers? Just take a moment. Think about where you are now digitally and the potential we've kind of mapped out here. What's going to be your first move?